All right, welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course. Okay, so here's what I wanted to do before we get into our interview today with Bundle Up Butler. Gene Bowen will be on with me here in just a couple of minutes talking about how that's going to change just a little bit, but Bundle Up Butler will continue this year. All right, so before we get to that, I have my coworker Tyler Friel in. Hello, Tyler.
Hello, Tracy.
Thank you very much for coming in. The reason I pulled you in here is this. Because 24 hours ago, when I was on this section of our extended news at noon, a nice young lady called and said, can you explain the rate of positivity whenever you all announce that? And I joked, I'm not the mathematician, that I rely on you every day to give me that rate. And I wanted you to explain. I mean, I explained what I could yesterday, but because you deal with this every day and then you hand me the numbers, what is the rate of positivity and how does that fold into how we announce it?
Well, the caveat as well. I'm not a mathematician either. However, I did do some research on the positivity rate, and it's something that I really do think kind of gives you a good barometer of exactly the rate of... It gives you a good barometer instead of just looking at case counts directly. Okay, what are we looking at in the big picture here? And I mean that we take a look at what we were talking about on Monday with the case counts. We saw 15 new cases, and that number sounds a little bit high compared to...
For our county.
For our county, yeah. 15 new cases for Butler County. Yeah. And then you realize it's out of 300-some-odd tests. And so, okay, when you start to evaluate it that way, well, maybe it's emblematic of more testing. So what's that positivity rate? So what we're looking at here when we do positivity rate, I'll take yesterday's numbers, concrete numbers, Monday.
Okay.
There were 3 positive tests out and 65 negative tests. So in order to find positivity rate, you take that 3, add it on to the 65 to give us 68 total tests in that daily report, and then it's 3 divided by 68. That gives you the 4.4%. That's your positivity rate for the day. Daily positivity rate... And to me, just kind of shows you what you're looking at in that course of that particular report. But again, I don't think that describes the full picture of what you're looking at. So what the state actually does is they monitor positivity rate primarily over a 7-day basis. And so what they'll take a look at, okay, in this past week, which I think they use Monday through Sunday. If I'm wrong, I'm off by a day or two, but it's a 7-day positivity rate. And so what they're looking at there is just, again, doing that math, but just over the course of 7 days. So how many positive tests did we get over those 7 days? How many total tests did we have? We take the number of positive tests divided by the number of total tests. That gives us our positivity rate. On Monday, the latest week's positivity rate was hanging around 2.2% for the past 7 days. That's good. Those are numbers that are encouraging. Just about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Butler County was hanging around 4% positivity rate. According to the CDC, according to health experts, the main goal when you're looking at positivity rate is to be below 5%. So any positivity rate below 5% is considered a low to moderate rate of transmission, where you're not having a high prevalent amount of COVID-19 in the area. There's still cases. It's still being spread. But when you're basing that off of your total number of tests, okay, what are we looking at? A lot of the health experts say if you're below that 5%, you're in good shape. If you're above 10%, that's when things are basically out of control.
And I know some people could hear you and say, but what about those days that we are in the teens? Because we've had a couple of days where we've been in the teens with our positivity rate. And that's a whole nother conversation, I believe, because of how cases are reported. And when we're getting those numbers, are they lumping in a couple of days? Is it just that day? What we've noticed, you and I talked about this yesterday off the air, is that we have noticed for a couple of weekends now, whether this is the way they're doing it in the state, we have no idea, but we've just noticed that Sunday numbers don't come out, and then all of a sudden we have like Saturday and Monday numbers.
Yes.
And so, it's interesting to see the positivity rate, but it still kind of puts us in flux on where we go next.
And that's why I think that 7-day positivity rate gives you a good picture, because ultimately at that point they have added everything up over the past week. We look at it on a daily basis just to give you an idea of, okay, what are we looking at in the big picture, for today's particular point? And I think that's why we utilize it, for our reporting standards. Let's just put this in for today, trying to help the listeners, get an idea of how many tests out of, how many positive tests out of how many total tests. And so I think that's what it shows for the day. But you're right. Some days we'll have a 12% positivity rate for the day, and then other days we'll have 4%. So, okay, what are we looking at over the 7-day span? And I think the state has been doing a good job of trying to make that information public, pertinent, and giving people a pretty good idea of what's going on. A lot of schools are using their reopening plans based on positivity rates, and the state guidance on that is below 5%. You should be good to go for in-person classes, and that's going to be a lot of districts' philosophies.
And I know I have the seat where I'm announcing all this on a daily basis, and you do such great work as our news director in the news department with all of this. But I think personally, on a personal level, take my news sense out of this, I want to see them every day because I'm wondering, are we going up? Are we going up? Are we going up? And then I put my my professional self back into this because then when I get to talk to Dr. Love at the hospital, the infectious disease doctor, I'm always curious. Do we need to be alarmed? Do we not? You know, I think we do need to be conscious about this because it is out there and it can spread. And we've been told that by Dr. Love many times. But at the same time, I always wonder, is this the moment that we keep going up, that we keep accelerating with this, or are we still staying at our numbers that we see?
And that's why there was some pushback, and understandably so, people wondering, well, why are you just reporting cases and not the total number of, you know, negative tests? Well, to me, cases do give you a good barometer. If you're getting 10, 20, 30 cases a day, and that's happening over a five-day span, you've got a growing coronavirus, you know, disease
situation,
on your hands.
Situation,
But if it's 15 positive tests out of 400, that's where that positivity rate comes in. Okay, we had a big batch of testing coming in today. Was that over a three-day span, over a two-day span? We don't have access to that information. But what we can tell you is, okay, 15 positive tests out of 400-some-odd tests is going to give you a positivity rate below 5%. Your concern would be 15 positive tests out of 60 tests. Well, hey, all of a sudden, we've got a lot of positive tests in a small batch of reporting. So that's where that positivity rate factors in. You know, we learn as we go along, just like everybody else in the public has, what's the best way to understand this virus in terms of trying to get the pertinent information out. Dr. Love is an expert. We lean on him. But in terms of breaking down the data, there's been a lot of news organizations trying to learn how to report on a pandemic on the fly. You know,
yeah, and I think it's difficult, too, because what I've always learned in this industry is that if you give too many numbers, then you get lost in all of those numbers. But all the numbers are important because this is what we're looking at. We're looking at data.
It's kind of the thing that drives the situation.
Yeah.
So I hope, you know, for our listeners, that we're trying just to paint an entire picture of how many positive cases per day, out of how many tests, what's that positivity rate, which is what a lot of health experts are looking at for determining how are things going in your county, and then how many people are in the hospital. Because, again, ultimately, how many people are being significantly impacted by this by going into the hospital? We were told from the get-go by health experts, look, we're putting these measures in as not to overrun our healthcare system. So I think that is another very pertinent aspect to this, which is why we try to provide that update. And a big credit to the folks at Butler Health System who provide us and give us all the necessary information that we hope we can relay to you.
And the county has seen 25 deaths thus far, as
that's
we're
exactly
speaking
it.
Right now. So we can't let that pass us by. I mean, that's why we do what we do to get the information out in order to keep people as safe as possible. So Tyler Freer, our news director, you've been on it. Thank you so much for what you do. You've exhausted yourself and you keep on trucking like the rest of us. And
same on your end.
Yeah, I mean, we just get up every day and we're like, okay, we're gonna work today how we can. And so I appreciate all that you've done. But thank you for explaining that positivity rate.
Yeah, hopefully. And we post all those numbers every day when we get them from the PA Department of Health online at butlerradio.com if people want to keep up with the whole situation.
Tyler Friel, our news director with Butler Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.